I've been really struck these last few days by Jesus' teachings in John 15. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." In verse 4, he says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in that person bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." So, what does it mean to abide in Jesus? How do we stay or remain connected to Jesus? Or later it says, "If you keep my commandments," this is verse 10, "you will abide in my love." So that's giving us a clue, I mean, an important key, really, the way that we stay in the love of Jesus and stay in the vine where we're being, we're directly connected to the life force that comes from God, the Father and Jesus, is to do what he tells us to do. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. So Jesus is saying that this is the key to joy, is really following what he has to say to us and doing what he asks us to do. He goes on, "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you." So now we're being told clearly what one of the commandments is, which is to love, okay, to love one another. And in the same way that Jesus has loved us, which is a tall order. Right at the beginning of this whole section of John in chapter 13, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. So he models a kind of love of his friends that he is inviting us to practice as well. You know, just humbly, really offering to do something for people that don't necessarily deserve it. I mean, included in those people whose feet were washed by Jesus was Judas, who betrayed him, and Peter, who denied him. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. So if we're to love one another in the same way that Jesus loved us, it could include us laying down our life for each other. You are my friends, that is, friends of Jesus, if you do what I command you. Now, normally we don't think of that as something that friends do. Friends don't necessarily command each other to do this or that, and they don't obey one another, do they? This is language that is somewhat foreign to us. It's more of a language of a commander, like a military superior or a boss, an employer, rather than a friend. And yet, I believe Jesus he's talking about a kind of friendship that we need to understand. He's talking about us being in alignment with his will, because we really want to do what he wants us to do, because we want to please him, because we love him, and we want to be connected to him, and we're excited about our relationship with him. So when he commands us to do something, he's engaging us, involving us, and if we love him, we will want to do that. Jesus goes on, "No longer do I call you slaves." It's not about like a master-slave relationship, this command and obey. So he's specifying that. "For the slave," he says, "does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." So Jesus is teaching us what it looks like to be a friend. To be a friend of Jesus is to be given this revelation that he gets from his Father, who is our Father. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you." So Jesus is wanting us to understand even more about the joy of this. We are to enter into his joy, and which becomes our joy when we are fruitful, and we have fruit that lasts, and that happens when we are doing what Jesus tells us to do, because he knows what's best. He knows kind of what his Father has laid out for him to do and for us to do. He's the shot caller. This I command you, he says again, that you love one another. So loving each other is very high on the priority list for Jesus. I want to read to you something from Daniel Bourget, his new book that we're publishing through the People's Seminary Press called The Final Words of Jesus Before the Cross. He writes, "You are my friends if you do as I instruct you." To be a friend of Jesus does not mean that obedience has been done away with. The difference between a servant and a friend is that a servant obeys out of obligation, out of fear, out of fear of losing status or because they need their salary. That's not what Jesus is talking about here. A friend is above all that, writes Daniel Bourget. A friend lives a life of obedience out of love for the friend, to bring their friend joy, that the friend's joy may be full. This is freely to place oneself at the friend's service, even before anything is asked. I mean, wow, this is a rare notion of friendship that I think is foreign to a lot of us. But wouldn't it be beautiful if we could learn how to befriend people that way and how to receive Jesus' friendship and to pass it on? This is the way in which Jesus washed the feet of his friends on his own initiative, in obedience to the dictates of his own heart, obeying the love flowing out of his heart. If we obey, it's because our heart is overflowing with a desire to obey. To obey Christ, our friend. If we obey him, it is not to become his friends, since that's what we already are. Okay, but to abide in his friendship, to honor the grace done to us in making us Christ's friends. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. If Jesus was waiting for signs of their friendship from the disciples, he had already given signs of his. He'd made known to them all that he'd heard from his Father, and he looked forward to the cross to there give them one further sign, the greatest, laying down his life for them. So let's this week seek to actively practice prayerful conversation with Jesus and careful listening to what he wants to tell us, instruct us to do. And remember, that he appointed us to bear fruit and fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask of the Father in Jesus' name, he may give it to you. And surely let's seek to practice this command that Jesus keeps repeating, that we love each other. Have a good day.